The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects LGBTQ employees from workplace discrimination. The ruling could have implications for a federal lawsuit filed in Baltimore late last week. In that case, an employee of the International Humanitarian Aid Organization, Catholic Relief Services, said the organization is discriminating against him because he is gay. WYPR's Rachel Bay has the story.
The employee, known in the lawsuit as John Doe, says he was recruited to work at Catholic Relief Services in mid-2016.
Before I accepted the job, I had asked the recruiter if my husband would be covered under the spousal insurance, and she told me that all dependents were covered, and I reviewed all the benefits material, and there were no exclusions for same-sex spouses.
Doe took the job and moved with his husband to Baltimore. But in November 2016, after working at CRS for less than 6 months, human resources informed him that they had made a mistake. Same-sex spouses are not eligible for the company's health insurance.
They said it was against Catholic social teaching. I asked for a policy. They said there was no policy, and it's up to them to decide who gets spousal benefits.
Doe negotiated with CRS until October 2017, when Doe's husband was dropped from the policy. The legal complaint says that while Doe was fighting for his husband's health insurance coverage, a senior CRS official warned Doe that continuing to push the issue would get him fired.
It has been very frustrating, uncomfortable, scary at times. The first time that I know of that I've been discriminated in such a clear way by my employer.
A spokeswoman for Catholic Relief Services declined to comment about an ongoing legal action. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibits an employer from discriminating against someone because of their sexual orientation. Marley Weiss, a professor at the University of Maryland Francis King Carey School of Law, is not directly involved in John Doe's case. But she says Monday's Supreme Court ruling could help it.
If you compare an individual male employee and an individual female employee, and the female employee would get, for example, health insurance coverage for her male spouse, and the male employee would not get health insurance coverage for his male spouse, then that is illegal sex discrimination.
There is one big question that the Supreme Court did not answer: whether Catholic Relief Services is exempt from the Title VII requirements because it is affiliated with the Catholic Church. CRS itself is not a church or a Catholic school, and Doe's work isn't religious in nature. But Weiss says recent Supreme Court rulings have broadly interpreted religious freedom protections.
It would not be beyond imagining that the Supreme Court could eventually hand down a decision that would exempt Catholic Relief Services from equal employment obligations that are not religiously based.
In addition to Title VII, John Doe says CRS violated a state law that protects against workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. He also says they violated a contract by promising health insurance, then taking it away. And he says CRS illegally tried to retaliate against him when they threatened to fire him. I am Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.